And there have been experiments conducted around the world by several laboratories where the effect on plant growth has been observed. The effect of people's thoughts and emotions on the growth of plants has been observed. And in this experiment, two identical plants with exactly the same nutrients, heat and light, are put in a control setting. And then the plants are focused on by a person, and certain thoughts and emotions are sent to one of the plants only. And in cases where negative thoughts and emotions have been focused on a plant, the plant grows more slowly and is not as strong as the control plant, which is not focused on at all. And this experiment has been replicated many, many times around the world. And scientists have found exactly the same sort of results with positive thoughts. When focusing on a plant with positive thoughts and emotions, the plant grows much more quickly than the control plant. And the amazing thing is, it doesn't seem to matter whether the person sending the thoughts and feelings to the plant is in the same room as the plant, or if they are hundreds or thousands of miles away. It's incredible. But this is one way that shows that our thoughts and emotions really do affect our physical environment. There's also a scientist in Japan. His name was Dr. Masaru Emoto, and he conducted lots of experiments on the growth of crystals. And Dr. Masaru Emoto discovered that the growth of ice crystals is affected by thoughts and feelings directed towards them. And his experiments took place in a very cold room with a powerful microscope and high-speed photography. But the most important thing is that crystals forming in frozen water revealed very definite changes when specific concentrated thoughts or emotions were directed towards them. Now, these two experiments where thoughts and emotions affect the growth of plants and the formation of ice crystals is quite incredible, because it shows that our thoughts and emotions really do affect physical matter. And there have been many other scientific experiments that have been conducted along similar lines, which all show evidence of this fact that our mind and emotions do affect our physical environment. Now, what's most important here is to use this understanding to your advantage instead of drawing more negative experiences from your environment. Now, Henry Ford once said, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." And I think that's a wonderful saying, because even if we believe we can't do something and we try to, the most likely we will not be able to do that thing. We set ourselves up for failure based on what we believe is possible for us. And what you believe determines what happens to you and what you can achieve throughout your life. Your beliefs are responsible for all your successes and failures. And there are ancient Eastern texts that say that you actually affect your environment 3,000 different ways at every single moment of your life. So what you think and believe actually molds your reality and your experiences. And this is why it's so important to weed out and overcome self-limiting beliefs and to start to increase positive, empowering beliefs. And I'll be sharing with you powerful tools, techniques and strategies that will enable you to do exactly this. Now, as I said a moment ago, your beliefs actually determine the outcome of everything that you set out to achieve, and they create all your successes and your failures. And we have positive beliefs and we've got negative beliefs, and we all have at least some positive beliefs about ourselves and what's possible for us. And when we strengthen positive, empowering beliefs about ourselves, then we can achieve far more and much more quickly. And it's possible to gradually develop all sorts of constructive beliefs that can totally change your circumstances. And we can even go from rags to riches when we use this fully in our lives. Now, the key is repetition. the key here is repetition, because this has powerful influence on your subconscious mind. When you repeat positive thoughts, especially if they have emotion behind them, then positive effects are guaranteed. And your positive beliefs enable you to break through all sorts of limitations that have been holding you back. And realizing this is vital to your success. It's so important to understand this and make use of it. So again, strengthening and adding to your positive, empowering beliefs is your key to becoming wealthy, happy, and achieving everything that you truly yearn for. Now, we also have negative beliefs, not just positive beliefs. We've actually got a mix. We all have a mix of negative beliefs and positive beliefs. Now, a single negative thought doesn't have much effect. However, repeated negative thoughts, especially if you have emotion behind them, are very serious, and they can become ingrained negative beliefs about what you can and what you cannot achieve. And repeated negative thoughts literally program your subconscious mind. Whatever you repeatedly feed your subconscious mind with will have an effect on your life and what you can achieve. And these repeated negative thoughts will definitely bring you negative effects. This is guaranteed. Your negative beliefs actually continually sabotage everything that you set out to achieve. And realizing this, understanding this, is vital to your success. And starting to do something about it is your key to becoming wealthy, happy, and achieving all that you truly yearn for. And repeated thoughts, both happy and painful experiences, form your deep-seated beliefs. They form the core of your outlook on life. Your positive or constructive beliefs have been formed by happy and empowering experiences as a child and later on as an adult. Your constructive beliefs are what make you happy, and your constructive beliefs are what enable you to become wealthy and successful, even if you've had lots of disappointments and failures and don't yet have many positive beliefs. You can still start creating them using the methods I will be sharing in a moment. Now, whatever positive subconscious beliefs you may have, you can strengthen them through repetition. This is really important. Your subconscious mind is very suggestible, and it can be very easily influenced using the correct methods. So how can you create positive beliefs in your subconscious and also reinforce positive beliefs you already possess? Well, the great news is that it's really easy to do. And we'll now look at some of these methods that work really, really effectively. As Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer, once said, it's the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. I'll read it again because it's really important. It's the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. And that's from a world famous boxer. And it's so true what he says. So what is an affirmation? Well, every thought that you think and every word that you say is an affirmation. But you can create affirmations that can work literal miracles in your life. So the type of affirmations that we'll be discussing during this program are carefully formatted statements that you need to repeat to yourself, preferably aloud, and which you should also write down frequently. And they are an excellent and very easy way to powerfully influence your subconscious mind. And they're very simple to create and use. I think most people have heard the very well-known example from the 19th century French psychologist Emile Coué, and he said, every day in every way I'm getting better and better. That's every day in every way I'm getting better and better. And that's a good example of an affirmation. And I think his patients, he would get his patients to repeat that throughout the day. And I think he observed the results, which were quite impressive. And when creating an affirmation, when writing down an affirmation, It should be in the present tense. It needs to be positive. It needs to be personal, and it needs to be specific. But later on, we'll examine the most effective way to construct affirmations that can reprogram your mind for success. And we'll also look at the ways in which you can use those affirmations for maximum effect. Another wonderful way of affecting your subconscious mind is to use software. And there's software available that can flash affirmations on your computer screen so quickly that they're barely even noticeable. But your subconscious does notice these affirmations, and they're a very powerful way to influence your subconscious and an excellent way to counteract negative thoughts and beliefs that may currently be preventing you from becoming truly successful. Just imagine for a moment the effect of thousands of affirmations constantly flashing on your computer screen while you're working. So it's a wonderful way to program your mind for success and happiness while you are working. And as I say, you won't even notice these affirmations flashing on your computer monitor. There are also subliminal audio recordings available. And these recordings are of music with suggestions, subliminal suggestions embedded in the music. Even though you may not be able to clearly hear what those suggestions are, they can still have a powerful effect on your subconscious. Another highly effective way of communicating with and influencing your subconscious mind is hypnosis. And hypnosis is a way of guiding you into a very relaxed yet suggestible state. And it's a state where you can influence your subconscious mind very powerfully and without any conscious resistance. And the amazing thing is that hypnosis is used by most highly successful people. So it's important to always mirror highly successful people. If you want to achieve success, it's so important to do the same sort of things that highly successful people have already been doing before you. So this is why I strongly suggest you consider self-hypnosis for reprogramming your mind. And we'll look at this a little bit later on as well. The amazing thing is that self-hypnosis can overcome really stubborn subconscious beliefs that you may have, and it can do this really, really quickly. And it's possible to overcome a lifetime of negative conditioning that could otherwise take years of psychotherapy to unravel. And you can do this with only a few self-hypnosis sessions. It's that powerful. It's incredibly powerful. Also, there's another form of technology that I particularly like using myself, and it's light and sound technology. And light and sound machines are a relatively new type of technology. They've only been around for maybe about 20, 25 years. And I've been experimenting with them since they started appearing on the market way back then. To give you some sort of idea of how light and sound machines actually work, it would help if I gave you an example. Back in the 1980s, I was studying at college, and every day I'd commute by train to the city of Dublin, where I was attending college. And I noticed that on very sunny days, while travelling in the train at certain speeds, the sunlight flashing through the trees and bushes at the side of the railway track, it would have a very hypnotic effect. I'd find myself almost falling asleep. I become very, very, very drowsy. And it would always happen when the train was travelling at a certain speed. There was a certain distance between the bushes and the sun was shining. So that flash, 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 flash effect can be very, very relaxing and can literally pull you into sleep very, very quickly. And I found it very hard to stay awake when experiencing this. Now, flashing lights can literally put you to sleep, wake you up, give you greater focus, put you into a meditative state, and bring you into very deep relaxation. And also binaural beats, which are sound pulses, can do the very same thing. Let me give you an example of binaural beats. If you get a tuning fork and you bang it off the table and you put it up to one of your ears, and then you get another tuning fork of almost the same tone and bang it off the table and put it up to your other ear, you'll hear sort of a wah-wah effect going between the two tuning forks. And this wah-wah effect has a very profound effect on our brain. Similar to flashing lights, it can also trigger various different brain states depending on the speed of the tones. Now, when you combine flashing lights and binaural beats and other types of tones, isochronic tones and monaural beats, it's possible to very profoundly affect the mind of the person using this technology. So flashing lights on their own can be very powerful, but combined with sound, it enhances the experience 100-fold. And a light and sound session is a wonderful experience. Unfortunately, people who suffer from photosensitive epilepsy definitely can't use light and sound technology because flashing lights could trigger a seizure. But for most people, light and sound machines have no dangerous side effects, and they can even be very enjoyable to use. So a light and sound machine is literally made up of a small box with headphones attached and light frames. And light frames are literally a pair of sunglasses with LEDs embedded into the lenses. And you put them on and you close your eyes. You keep your eyes closed. You put on the headphones. You select a program. And very quickly, even though your eyes are closed, you start seeing often stunningly beautiful geometric patterns and very relaxing sounds coming through the headphones. And they can have a very powerful effect on your mind. And combining a light and sound session, a relaxation or a meditation light and sound session, combining it with self-hypnosis, so you're listening to a hypnosis recording at the very same time, it can be incredibly potent. It can be a very powerful way of reprogramming your subconscious and embedding suggestions that will have very powerful effect. But as I said earlier, if you suffer from photosensitive epilepsy, I'm afraid you cannot use light and sound technology. You can use binaural beats on their own. You can use self-hypnosis, but definitely not light and sound. But for most people, they are completely safe to use and incredibly enjoyable. It can be a truly beautiful experience, and you can see geometric shapes and very, very pleasant, listen to very pleasant sounds. In a way, you can use a light and sound machine to dial up any state of consciousness that you wish. So it's really well worth looking into this technology. Now, another method of reprogramming your subconscious is to use creative visualization. It's a very powerful way to influence your subconscious mind. And what you need to do is visualize as clearly as you can what you will see and hear and feel when you have achieved your goal. So it's a way almost of daydreaming about what it's going to be like when you become very successful, deeply fulfilled, what your life will be like. And the more you can visualize this state, the more potent the effect will be on your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind will literally take your visualizations to be a command and will start putting synchronicities in your path. And events will start taking place that will lead you towards your goal. So creative visualization along with subliminal software, self-hypnosis, light and sound technology and affirmations, creative visualization can speed up the process dramatically. And the key is to really immerse yourself in these thoughts, feelings and emotions as though they had already happened. And daydreaming, it sounds crazy, but daydreaming is a way to success when you use it correctly, when you use creative visualization correctly. And it injects raw power into your goals. So when you're looking at your list of goals, and we're going to be going into goal setting later, when you look at your list of goals and you read your affirmations aloud, if you can bring up a feeling of excitement and visualize what it will be like when you have achieved your goal, it just magnifies the whole experience 100 times. And as I say, it injects raw power into your goals and dramatically speeds up the process of reaching your objectives. Many people also like to create a vision board, which includes pictures of all the things that you wish to achieve. And if you look at it often, it can have a very powerful effect in assisting you to achieve your goals. So a vision board is well worth considering.